Instagram stories for Monday, March 2nd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we talk about what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything. And actually, this week, the questions are a little bit different than normal. For instance, some of the questions are, will you ever combine Instagram, edits, and threads into just one app? That's actually a fantastic question. We'll also talk about story privacy. For instance, can other people see if I like someone else's story? We'll also talk about scheduling content, the maximum number of people you can follow, and how to use close friends for as few people as you would like. All of that plus more on today's episode. First, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's get into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's start with the most interesting one. Will you ever combine Instagram, edits, and threads into one app? The reasoning for this question actually does make sense because for a while, the Meta team was working on integrating Facebook Messenger, Instagram DMs, and WhatsApp to show the connectivity between all the platforms and why they were so integral to each other. However, since there were legal decisions that no longer made that necessary, it doesn't seem that the Meta team would ever combine apps and they can justify keeping them separate. Here's Adam's answer to the question about whether or not they would ever combine Instagram, edits, and threads into one app.
I don't think so. Now, a lot of the edits tools are available in Instagram. Some of the more advanced ones are not. But generally speaking, there's only so much you can fit in one app, and so we're trying to be intentional and thoughtful about how much we try and squeeze in there. Because on one hand, there's lots more stuff to build. On the other hand, Instagram already feels a bit complicated and difficult to use. So we're trying to balance those two things.
Another important consideration is size that these apps take up on your phone. When you first download it, it might just be a couple of hundred megabytes, but that expands over time, especially as things get cached and the apps save things on your phone. If you were to imagine that, let's say each one of those three apps was 500 megabytes, just for instance, now you've combined those three apps into one giant app, that's a lot more space on your phone. And maybe you don't necessarily want that. If you are into the edits app and Instagram, but you're never going to use threads, why should you have all that space taken up on your phone? All right, let's move on to the next question. It's a technical one. Is there a limit to how many people I can follow on Instagram? The answer to that is yes, but I do not recommend going up this high in terms of number of people you're following.
Yes, you can follow up to 7,500 people on Instagram. It's not really clear to me how we ended up with that number. Obviously, there's some infrastructure work we would need to do to support more. Maybe we will do it one day, but for now, 7,500 is your limit.
I personally can't think of a reason to follow 7,500 people, but if you want to, have at it. It's good to know where the limit is. Let's go on to the next question, which has to do with voice translation. The question, voice translation, will there be? Good news, Instagram has been rolling this out and is available for a few languages now.
We already do support voice translations for 9 languages in Reels. So you can actually switch to something like Portuguese, Spanish, Hindi, etc. So check it out. It's in the Reels creation flow. There's a translation section. We haven't extended it to other areas of the app yet, but we will over time, as well as expand to more languages. But for Reels, it's a great way to reach people across linguistic barriers. It's very fun.
I just want to pause and talk about how great that is. Think about it. Likely, much of the world does not speak the same language that you speak. Why should they be excluded from enjoying your content or learning from it? They should have the opportunity to enjoy your content regardless of what language you speak and what language they speak. And props to Instagram for working to make that happen. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the ability to schedule content on Instagram and how to do it. We'll talk about close friends and the minimum number of people you can have in your close friends circle, and if others can tell if you liked someone's story. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, let's talk about scheduling posts and reels on Instagram. Previously, not all accounts had the ability to schedule posts and reels on Instagram, but now that ability has been deployed to everyone. Here's the head of Instagram to explain exactly how to do that.
So we opened up scheduled posts to not only professional accounts, but all public accounts. So if you go to profile settings, there's a section called account type and tools. You should see your scheduled content there.
I definitely recommend scheduling your content, especially if you're a person who works on it late at night and you want to set it up for a time when your followers will be online or right before your followers come online. On a separate topic, if you would like to schedule stories, that is not native within the Instagram app, but you can schedule stories using the Meta tools that are freely available. There's the Creator Suite, which allows you to schedule stories using your laptop or desktop computer. You can upload whatever story you want and schedule it for whatever time you want. All right, let's move on to a question about close friends. If you're not familiar with close friends, it allows you to create an inner circle of people who you specifically want to see the content that you share to your close friends. And this applies for both stories and reels. You can create a group of, for instance, people who are in your family or people that you went to high school with or whatever, and share content with them on your same profile that you also have business content on. And you can specifically show which content is for those close friends because it will be in a green circle that they will be able to see. The question, can I have only one person on my close friend's story? The answer to that is absolutely you can.
Indeed you can. You can have just one person on your close friend's story if you like. Most people do a few dozen people, but if you want to go for one, go for it.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Can other people see if I liked someone's story? Good question. Hopefully you're not doing anything sketchy that you don't want your spouse or significant other to know about, but no one can tell if you like someone else's story.
No, other people cannot see when you like someone's story. Story likes are private, just like all story feedback.
All right, and the last question we're going to talk about today, difference between DMing pics that disappear versus in chat, how do I do each? This is a good question. If you're not familiar, Instagram has the ability to send pictures via the DMs in two ways. One is a normal way, like you would any other conversation, where the picture will be there forever. There's also the way where the picture will disappear after whatever parameters you set. So, for instance, if you want the picture to no longer be available after it's seen just one time, you can do that. Here's the head of Instagram to explain exactly how that works.
So when you upload a photo via DMs, there'll be a little option in the bottom left that says view once, view twice, or I think leave in chat. So basically you can decide how many times the recipient can view the photo before it disappears.
Okay, that is it for the questions and answers. As always, thank you for listening and be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you need to know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. Posted your first pic and you're glad your post got seen. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.